All right, man. Welcome to the podcast, Thinking Out Loud. It's your boy, Jay Will, alongside my co-host,
Donovan Jones, a.k.a. Barry White III, a.k.a. the young Isaac Hayes, a.k.a. your new stepdaddy, if your mama fine.
Hey, this is my boy. We got a great show lined up for y'all today, man. We gonna hit y'all with some social media buzz. Then Don gonna take the show over. He got some stuff to vent to y'all about. Then we got some questions. We'll go to y'all questions. Shout out to the people that shot us some questions. If your question don't get shouted out today, man, we'll get you on the next one. Always send us something. Then I'm gonna wrap it up with a story time. Hope y'all enjoy it. Don, you got anything on social media you wanna talk about today, man?
Man. It's a lot of shit going on social media. I want to talk about, bro. But first and foremost, I want to talk about the women. I'm not gonna say females. I'm gonna say women.
I'm not gonna say females. You're gonna get in trouble.
I'm going. Yes. Let's not go there. But women that you know may or may not have like curved you in the past. You know what I'm saying? And like time goes by.
Back then they didn't want me.
Yeah. And you know, they finished that quote unquote hoe phase.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they wanna like, you know what I'm saying, hop back on the team or whatever and hit you up out the woodwork. Yeah. Like, I'm just not understanding, like, why hit me up when, you know, you're done with your hoe phase you wanna get shit together. And, you know, I know personally, homies, you done less, man. Like, why I couldn't get the hoe you. Right. And, you know.
It's selfish as fuck.
It's selfish as fuck for
females. I'm sorry for saying female. I just really did it to make y'all mad. I'm sorry. I ain't gonna get that pity early. I think it's real messed up, man, with females. All right, I'm gonna do it to make y'all mad. When females, they get their whole phase out the way. You know the ain't shit niggas they lay hit. You know the ain't shit niggas. You see them, they post a nigga all the time. Mm-hmm. He cheat on them. She take the nigga back. She let him hit as soon as she take him back. Then she meet a good guy. And you got to take her out on dates. You got to bring her flowers. If you don't, niggas ain't shit.
You got to drop her grandma off at the nursing home.
Do niggas do this? She got like 4 kids with 3 different baby daddies. And you got to take care of all of them while you got to wait 3 months to hit.
And you got
to
replace an alternator.
You got to know how to fix cars. If you don't know how to fix cars, you ain't a real nigga, man.
And you got to know how to build a patio.
It's getting on my nerves, bro. I understand you completely. I understand you. I've seen girls, bro. I know this girl. I'm not going to say her name, dog. I know a dude that hit. I knew another dude that hit.
Mm-hmm.
She started trying to get at me. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna put whether I did or not out there because that's not of importance.
Oh, that mean you smashed.
No, it don't. It don't. It don't. Then I posted a homeboy on a snap one time, bro. And she followed him. And then she tried to get at him. And no, you got homeboys that you know here. Like we converse about it. She was like, hey, you know, I really think you're attractive. You know, she tried to come in with the good girl vibe on him, tried to make dude take her out on a date. How much of a duck would he look like if he out there taking her out on a date? And, you know, like, close homeboys. We ain't no, like, dudes who know each other in passing. We kick it.
Like, y'all tight.
Well, we kick it every weekend. Got like a group text and everything. Yeah. Like, now all of a sudden, like, you gotta be a good guy for her or you just ain't shit.
And now we talking about you in the group chat.
And then you the duck nigga that took her out. Like, bro, y'all gotta stop that. Another thing I want to talk about on social media while we're getting on it. Why y'all stealing status? Well, I noticed.
The shit must stop. You gotta stop bro. Stealing statuses in 2018. Stop,
like, and what I noticed about waiting. The status stealers, I categorize everything. You know, I'm kind of a nerd, so I like to make my charts. What I noticed about the status stealers, they either old.
Mm-hmm.
They either like ratchet thoughts
mm-hmm.
or they strippers, bro. Mm. Strippers always stealing status. Like, I got a lot of stripper friends on Facebook. Not because I add them, because I don't send friend requests out,
bro. They steal statuses and niggas.
And they just got to stop that. And they copy and paste it. And what they do is they do it for attention from niggas. And I know why strippers do it. Because you got to build your clientele up. You got to get niggas that want to come see you and shit like that. and so like, they talk about sex. They copy sex shit. Like, how good they sex shit and like that, bro. Let's shout out Sapphire. Shout out, I ain't gonna say her name because it's a real stripper name. I'm just gonna get in trouble. I guarantee she probably go listen to the podcast. So I ain't gonna say her stripper name. But, like, I know strippers, like, dead ass. I watch them copies. Like, since I follow, like, 15, I see the same status. And it's like, they all post the same one every day. Like, it's like, at the stripper class, like, this what y'all posting
like
today.
Like, the stripper conglomerate.
Yeah, like this what y'all posting today. This is y'all posting today. And, like, you know, this is like you get you know, this many ones off this many likes mm-hmm. before the club opened up. So if you get the least amount of likes on the copy status, you got to go on the stage first before everybody get out there. Right. I don't know what it is, but then, and it usually be like old divorced women, like who don't know how to get, like who don't know about the new dating scene. Like they probably got married like in 2001. Just got divorced like 3 years ago, and all of a sudden, like they're trying to get attention.
Yeah, we was like in what, sixth grade?
Yeah, it was like in sixth grade, and 01. They be out here, but I got old Facebook friends too. But I just accept everybody. I really need to stop that, man. But I'm really just tired of seeing the same thing. Like, if you go copy and paste it, you know, like at least put your own spin on it. Take a couple words out. Like, it's like turningin.com back when you was in school, you turn in your paper. Like, you got to at least cite your source or some. It's somebody who created their funny ass status who get no love and no credit, bro. I think that's fucked up. But then I think we're going to transition over to your Dunn's table flip. One of my favorite segments. I love to hear what you're talking about. What's on your mind? What do you want to flip the table and go off on about the game?
Man, there's so much. So much. I, mainly, you know, right now, hypocrites, bro. I you know, I try my best not to be a hypocrite. If I stand by something, I try to continue to stand by it. I'm not gonna, you know, I don't like when motherfuckers do this and then I turn right around and do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you, mainly, or not even on a relationship tip, say for instance, you know what I'm saying, you do something to upset somebody.
Yeah.
And you know it upset them.
Yeah.
And, you know, you reach out and be like, hey, what I did made you feel away.
Yeah, well,
I apologize for that. You know,
take a real nigga to do that.
And me being me, I'm not gonna apologize if I don't feel like I didn't. You know what I'm saying? If I don't feel like I really did something wrong, I'm not gonna apologize for what.
Right.
So I feel like if I come to you and I apologize for some shit that I did that clearly made you feel some type of way, like if that shit really punched you in your chest real quick, I'll be like, hey, my bad. I apologize. Let's move forward. Now, if you say, hey, you know what? I accept your apology. I appreciate it. Yeah, let's move on from this. All right, cool.
It's over.
It's over.
It's under it's the squashed. Table. It's under the table.
Dirt under the rug, right?
Right, right.
Don't fucking turn around and bring this shit back up 2 weeks later on some goofy shit.
You sound like you're talking about females, bro. You got some female problems? Got some relationship problems going on?
I feel like I kind of got out of my body real quick.
Yeah, because
it kind of, I kind of had like a little flashback right quick, but it really wasn't directed towards women. However, it does apply.
It does.
And it doesn't even have to be just women. It can be, you know what I'm saying? It can be vice versa on some friendship shit, whatever, whatever. But my thing is, if you say you forgive a motherfucker, just forgive him. Let it go. If it's still sitting in the back of your throat and back of your mind and it's still, you know, you're still a little touched by it, exactly. Say that. Say you know, shit. I understand I said I forgive you, but I still kind of feel away. All right, cool. Bro. It's understandable. Depending on the severity of the situation, I'll rock with you. Be like, all right. You know, just a little bit, you know. So, that's really one that just really grinds my gears.
I understand that they're done flip table. I respect, like, as a boyfriend, as a boyfriend, when I have relationships, the only thing that pisses me off in relationships is the hypocrisy, man. Like, if you don't like, say we get into an argument, right? And I'm killing, because I usually win my arguments. I'm like 99-1 in my relationship arguments, bro. If you get up and leave when we arguing, like, I can't take this anymore. I hate you, Jeremy. I'm leaving. Boom, you slam the door, you go home. Cool. Do not get upset if we're arguing and I'm at your place and I do the same thing. Like, don't do that. So I respect that. I understand exactly what you're talking about, bro. All right. So, you know, we got my boys' table flip out the way. I think next on the segment is the questions from y'all. We made it to the Facebook page a couple weeks ago. And it took us a while to get to the podcast, but we here now. And it's time to answer some of your questions. So we picked two of the questions, and we'll pick two more next week and two more next week. So keep shooting us with shit, and we'll hit y'all with the segment. It's two questions that stood out to us this week, though, and that we wanted to tag. First is, why do successful men or successful women have trouble dating in 2018? Now, what you think about that, man?
Me, myself, personally, I feel like it depends on the realm.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are successful people in multiple fields. You know, you have your teachers, your educators, you have your creatives. You know, shout out to the teachers one time for the one time, a whole lot of gang shit. You know, you have your creatives, you know, your artists, your musicians, your dancers, your, you know, choreographers, things of that nature. It just depends, because if you're passionate in what you do, you're going to dedicate a lot of time in what you do. You know, Jeremy, you're an awesome teacher, an awesome educator, as well as a coach, you know, mentor to the kids. Jay will love the kids.
Jay will love the kids.
You know.
Just not your kids. No, I'm playing.
But, you know, so, of course, you know, I know you outside of work, you know, you know what I'm saying? You know, always thinking of, you know, how can I be greater? How can I reach these kids in a different way? You know, if you're a tattoo artist, you know, what's my next step? How can I make this paint pop a little more? You know, hell, if you're a mechanic, what ratchet set I need to invest in? Right, or, you know, what little airside?
If you're a barber, you know,
new clippers and shit, bevel blades, you know. Yeah. So you're going to, what I'm saying that to say this, you're going to invest a lot of time in what you do. You know, I follow a lot of barbers. I follow a lot of MUAs.
Yeah.
A lot of hairstylists. Yeah. And I noticed that, you know, the ones that are, you know, true to their craft and actually give a damn about what they do, they're always, you know, marketing, reaching out, you know, branching out, trying to, you know, build their brand and everything. Exactly. So I feel like it's time consuming. And I feel like, you know, a lot of the times you can't make time for what you want, which is like date, finding a bae, blase, blase. You know, so, you know, it's only so many hours in the day.
That's where I was going to start.
We don't get but 24 hours.
I was about to say, you know, you got 24 hours in a day. You know, your doctor say you're supposed to sleep 8 of them. So technically, you got 16 hours of your day.
Mm-hmm.
And then most people work 8 hours of those days.
Right.
And so it's just like, shit, you don't have time in those 8 hours to devote all of your energy to somebody, especially somebody new. So if you already reached a point that you deem or that other people may deem successful, you've gotten into a rhythm. Everybody who's good at something has a rhythm. Like, you know, I guess this is me playing sports. Like, when games that you go off, you get in a rhythm. Like, the goal look bigger, you know, you playing football, the field look more spaced out. You get into a rhythm, and there's really nobody that can stop you. And I feel like once you reach success, you get to that point. Like, whether it's studying, you know, you went to law school, you found a rhythm in your day that this makes my shit pop. Like, I know I work out like this. I go to class at this time. I get off. I might nap for 30 minutes. I study for this time. You got you a schedule. And you can't deviate from it because it's already been successful for you.
Exactly.
And so then when you meet somebody who's trying to get your time, you try to find time to fit that in there. I mean, I know people who, like I said, I know people who teach, and then they work, like, do some shit on the side and do some shit on the side of it and do some stuff on the side of it. And usually, man, around our age, most people got a kid. So you got to do all this stuff to make you successful and still try to be a good parent.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have time to add another person in there, because when you date somebody, man, it takes a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of effort.
Especially if you date somebody with a child. Now, quick disclaimer, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not bashing anybody with kids.
Dunny Dunn love the kids.
Uncle Dunn love the kids. Do not get me wrong. I'm just saying, a lot of people don't realize when you take in somebody that's with a child, you know, it's a package deal.
You can't accept somebody and not accept that child because
that is an extension of that person.
Yeah, even if before you get to the child, like, say, you know, because especially like single mothers, they don't just bring a nigga around. Most women who got to a point where they're successful, they probably got a good head on their shoulders. They ain't gonna bring every nigga they date around their kids.
Exactly.
So then you gotta think, like, they gotta try to find time to find a babysitter for their weekend if they want to chill for you. They gotta do things like that. And so it get frustrating. I know for me, it gets frustrating, especially because I don't want no bum-ass woman. Mm-hmm. And so you look for women who's successful, but they don't have that time for you. So then it gets frustrating because she has to, you know, work here, and then she has to perfect this craft. Like I said, if she does here, she has to go find how to do these sew-ins and prepare these things. If she starts her own business, she got a boutique, she got to go order materials to sell at her shop, or her shit not going to flourish. And so, like, damn, where my time at? Exactly. Where, like, they can't talk to you all the time. They can't communicate with you all the time. Like, and then you got bum bitches who always on your dick. So you got, like, you got the successful woman who don't have time for you because she trying to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, she's doing these things to be successful so y'all can build together. But at the same time, it's like, damn, where my time at? Everybody prideful. Everybody got some type of pride. Like, if I'm investing this time, I'm responding to your text messages fast. Where my fast-ass text messages? Why you got to go 4 or 5 hours without talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
And there's bitches out here with no job. not doing shit for they self. They responding to everything you do. You could post something, they the first person to like it, first person to comment, first person to jump in your DMs, mm-hmm. and they talking about straight fucking. Mm-hmm. They talking about straight, like, whatever's instant gratification, because we live in a microwave, like, era mm-hmm. where everything happens so fast. So it's like, you forget about all that work you put in with this other person when you got a girl right here offering, like, shit, I suck your dick from the back. Like, oh, shit. And the girl I'm talking to, trying to get his attention from, she texts me back in 5 hours. And you mean, like, off two messages, you gonna suck my dick from the back? Bet, let me respond. And that's how shit happened, bro.
Two messages.
Yeah, two messages. She already talking about fucking. And then I'm struggling trying to get two messages from my successful girl throughout the day. You know what I'm saying?
So, and you can't even get her to play in your beard.
Yeah, you know, shit like that. You know, my beard patch. I got an Anthony Hamilton going on. Hey, shout out, done with the Santa Claus. I think that's the biggest hold up in successful relationships. So, like, I wouldn't call myself successful because there's a lot of stuff I'm trying to work it. But like Dunn said, like teaching, coaching. I'm like also like the ESL coordinator in my school. That means like I plan the shit, and like the test and the accommodations for the Hispanic kids. And then I'm also trying to, like, get my master's and shit, too. Shout out to y'all that know, bro. I'm back in school trying to get my master's. Like, so it's a bunch of shit I'm trying to do.
You know, like me, I sell drugs and shit.
Yeah, I sell drugs, too, on the side. Now, but then, still trying to have a social life. Like, still trying to hoop, still trying to do shit like that. Like, I like my alone time. Like, I like to be able to come home, play Madden. Like, you can't do that when you got a girl. Like, why you always on the game type shit? Or I can't go hoop all the time because, like, where am I? So I know I don't have time a lot of times. And so when I try to fight myself, staying up late, trying to at least make sure I talk to you and shit, mm-hmm. tell you good night, it get frustrating knowing like I'm putting forth all this effort and I'm not getting the effort back. So then she just kind of go out and hand bear. I know that kind of went long. But we go to the second topic. Yeah, I feel like
that was a good one.
That shit kind of touched my soul, bro. Like, hey, y'all see black men out here really can open up to y'all because we open up to y'all without
even knowing y'all. Transparency is key. Like, I personally, that's something I've been working on because I'm not a transparent.
And this mutilization, like, I shut down so fast, bro.
I'm like, I'm almost a textbook cancer.
Yeah.
I try not to like tie in zodiacs and shit with personality traits, but the shit is rather accurate. Really, like, bro. The kid is a brick wall.
Yeah, bro. So. And it's like, bro, I'm real open, but like, once I feel like you playing, I got such a bad temper. Like, I'm so cool. And so, like, when I snap, bro, like, I shut down. It's great, bro. But the second topic, know y'all gonna love this second topic.
Mm.
The second topic is, why do men/women
mm-hmm.
cheat?
Mm.
They cheat. And I'ma just let y'all know, man. It's a known, proven fact.
It's scientific.
You can Google it.
It's in the Bible.
Y'all know I got, you know, I keep my statisticians around.
Yeah, what you said.
It's 99.7% true.
I think it's 99.8.
99.8. Well, you know, it dropped to 0.7 because of today. We was going to get to it. But the numbers show that black men do not cheat.
I'm gonna say it again
for the
praise break. Back.
Look at your neighbor while you listen to this
and podcast. Say neighbor.
Black men
don't cheat.
Do not cheat. Black men do not cheat. Actually, what people don't know, what women don't know out here about black men. We know Tristan Thompson got accused of cheating on Chloe with two women today.
Allegedly,
even though it's on camera. Even though it's on camera and shit like that, but y'all don't even know that black men all across the United States got together.
Mm-hmm.
We had like a group Skype chat,
mm-hmm.
and we called that nigga out on this shit because black men do not cheat, and he lowered our numbers to 99.7. Black men do not cheat.
And so, now tomorrow, everybody gonna be on social media like, "Yep, it's proven. Yeah. All black men are trash." Clearly Tristan Thompson is the representative for all
black men. But look at all these black men in the world. You think Obama cheated? You think Obama cheated on Michelle? LeBron been with his girl since high school. He never cheated on her. He ain't got no scandal about her. Dwayne Wade ain't cheating on Gabrielle.
LeBron's old lady been holding him down since back when he had a hairline. You know how long ago that was?
Boys, black men do not cheat. So we really can't answer that question for y'all about why do men cheat. Because we don't cheat. I know Dunn's never cheated. I've never cheated. No dude I know. Shout out to all my homeboys, bro. Like, they've never cheated. All the
homies, bro. They've never cheated, bro.
I remember one time when I had a girl, bro. This girl jumped in my inbox. And my homeboy snatched my phone out of my hand and said, "Bro, don't even think about responding. Like, block her." He blocked her for me, bro. Just to make sure that I stayed the course. You don't find that around, like, in other races, bro. Only black men do that, bro. We raised right. Black men do not cheat. But black women...
Who?
Well, I ain't gonna say black women because I love y'all. No, women black, in general. Black women really don't cheat. Yeah, like status show, like y'all like in 92% of queens. Thoughts cheat. Black thoughts women cheap. Don't cheat. Queens don't cheat.
Not pockets.
I've never seen a woman with a twist out cheat.
Women with bomb twist outs do not cheat.
Women with bomb twist outs do not cheat.
If you see a woman with like some five bantu knots and like they're you know, well put, well pimped, like tightly coiled. Yeah. They, you know what I'm saying? The shea moisture just glistening. Yeah. They got the right amount of olive oil. Yeah. She does not cheat.
She does not cheat, bro. The bantu knots are a symbol of her wrapping herself around you and holding you down.
To hold her king to down. To hold her king down. Like that's a bantu knot.
Like a bantu knot. Oh, like bantu knots don't cheat. Man. But other women do cheat. You know, ratchets do cheat. Thoughts do cheat. You know, so... I can't tell you why. I can't give my... But I'm just saying, like I said back earlier, the shit so... We such like in a microwave stage that, and you got stuff like Snapchat. You got stuff like where people could hop in your inbox without knowing. Like Snapchat, everything and delete deletes. The evidence. Like it deletes, bro. Like girls will send you news like that, and you got to think, bro. Like as soon as this shit happened, you get to thinking with your dick you drinking, especially on the weekend. Like, and then it goes back to the successful woman thing. Your successful woman probably out doing some shit. You're not getting that attention you need, and you got. This little thot girl who telling you whatever, and you think all the messages delete. And so shit end up happening, or vice versa. You got this nigga who ain't doing nothing. That's why you saw all these women with these bum ass niggas, man. Like, he could flash the money, he could flash like he cool and do all this. Nigga physically attractive to you, and then you let the nigga come through because there's instant gratification. I think but a lot of people cheat because of instant gratification.
A real woman, or air quote queen, if you will,
air quotes.
That shit not gonna phase it.
It's not. It's
like,
not.
Like the money and the Dodge Charger and shit.
The Dodge Charger.
The
and
RT
shit.
Or I actually just threw some shades. I low key want a charger, but shit, the way nigga credit's gonna. But anyway, we're not gonna talk about that. It's none of your business.
I just feel like it's instant, man. Like I know shit. The times I've been tempted, like real shit, I've never cheated, bro. But the times I've been tempted, or even like when you in that talking stage and other girls like come in and kind of cause that little rift between what you trying to work towards.
That sparked a topic. I don't know if I want to speak on that now. Don't want to save it. Fuck it. I'm like,
say that, bro. Write that shit down, bro. Here go the pen.
All right.
Like I just feel like when you in that talking stage, bro, and you trying to work towards something, and y'all not official yet, so it's like I guess it's not technically cheating, but. When you trying to get to that stage, man, you got girls instantly throwing shit at you. Like, because women had this radar, bro. Black women are so in tune with the earth. Like, shout out to y'all, man. Like, y'all real deal come from the earth. Like, God took his time with y'all. And y'all have, like, this women's intuition where you know when, like, something you're involved with isn't right. And you can have a nigga that you like. And you can tell he about to move on and find another girl and shit ain't right. And you will randomly hit that nigga. You know how many times I've been working on some shit with a girl and I ain't seen a girl in... Talk to a girl in months, and she randomly hit you up like, "Hey, I'm just thinking about you. I miss you. It's 3 a.m." She send you the eyes and ask if you up. Like, where is this all of a sudden this attention and love coming from? You must know I'm happy working on some shit with somebody else, bro. So I think the reason people cheat, bro, the ones who do cheat, because black men don't. And I think Tristan Thompson cheated because, for one, he had no girl with bantu knots or twist to hold him down. He had a Kardashian. So
that was his first fuck up.
That was his real first fuck up. But then you got two women throwing at you probably what you want getting at home, man. Like you gotta at the same time, like nobody deserves to be cheated on, but you're saying you gotta take care of home. Like even if you're successful, you got to like you can't get so caught up in what you're doing to better yourself that you don't better the people
Me,
around you.
Personally, I've always felt like this, even as a young nigga, like I feel like if the thought crosses your mind, like, I want to cheat, or I'm finna cheat, or I'm finna step out, or I'm finna hit them up just because I want some conversation.
Yeah.
Kill the relationship. The relationship is dead because that relationship has, like, just died. Yeah. Now, I will say, depending on, like, the vibe and how that relationship is, try to save your relationship.
Yeah.
But if it really ain't that deep and you know it ain't that deep, you be like, oh shit, I might as well just hit old girl up. I might as well hit old boy up. Yeah. He been trying to take me to Applebee's and get these dollar margaritas for the past month. So I might as well hit him.
Dollaritas.
You might as well, you know what I'm saying? You might as well just kill the relationship, man.
You know what I think about that though? Like that thoughts, bro. You know what saves me from cheating all the time?
What's that, bro?
Jacking off, bro.
I bullshit you not. Like, a motherfucker could text you right the fuck now and be like, hey, what you doing? You go in there and hit up. I ain't gonna list my sites. But anyway, you could go in there, watch your, you know, preferred video, get a session in, and be like, you know what?
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck her. Bro, like she's not even that cute. Even if she is bad, you're gonna be too tired to, you know what I'm saying?
Real shit, bro. Like, it's been times. It's been times, like, because I'm working on some shit. I'm trying, like, I got my eyes set on some shit, bro. So I kind of, like, been pushing people away. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's been times, like, It's been a minute. It's been a drought. Cause like I said, that person's successful. Like, your schedules don't match. Mm-hmm. So there's been times like you've been in a drought, bro. And then like some girl instant like offering you right now. Like, you know, I love Epsom salt. I've been using Epsom salt like every other day since like 2013, bro. Since I graduated college, Epsom salt is
big. You actually put me on the Epsom
bro,
salt.
Epsom salt is so legit, bro. People at Walgreens know me by name when I walk in. Like, I walked in today to get these Gatorades. We looking there before I went to my game. I walked out. It was like, you ain't getting no Epsom salt today. I was like, nah, I'm gonna get it when I come back, fam. Like, I gotta head to this game, but I'm definitely going to get it when I came back. Like, hey, Jeremy, you back? But like, I post a snap about Epsom salt or some shit, and girls would be like, shit, like, that's why that's your bae? Why can't be your bae? Shit, she can't do make you feel good. Like, I can, like, shit like that, and you'd be like, man, let me, like, why your head? Cause first, it's interesting to you all the time. You like, damn, bro, like. She really is trying to fuck with no strings. Like, girls don't get that. Go bush you one out, bro. And I bet you don't even want to text her back no more. Like, so that's to save me from cheating, jacking out, bro.
And then that whole, like, no strings shit.
That whole no strings shit.
That shit can be toxic. Because for one, if it ain't no strings, some strings gonna get hooked in at some point. And even then, that, like, the whole soul ties joint, like.
You feel it?
I feel like it's something. Because, bro, you might not peep it, but. If you chill with a motherfucker like a fair amount of times, y'all gonna pick up on each other's lingo.
Yeah,
y'all your mannerisms.
Yeah,
like all of that shit.
Yeah,
like
that's the attitude. Shit. That's like, it when you talking and dating and shit, bro. Like, nah, but it's been some times that girls that can't do you like that shit. I mean, you leaving in no slow time for me. Nah, I'm talking shit. But yeah, man, like that's our input on it.
But yeah, I'm a
virgin
on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I'm a virgin on Wednesdays. We popping up on 30 minutes, so our last segment. Then we're going to start rapping the Thinking Out Loud with is a story time with Will.
Yes.
I'm going to hit y'all with a clap. Dunn haven't heard this story,
I have
man.
Not heard this story. I've been anticipating this story for a minute.
So some of y'all know this story. If you follow me on Snap, you probably heard this story before. So if you heard it, I mean, don't cut off the podcast right now. Just listen again because I'm sure you think it's funny. If you haven't heard the story, sit back, relax, get ready to laugh a little bit. Man, this is the first time my mom figured out that I was having sex. All right. The reason I say my mom, ready for this story, man. The reason I say my mom, because my pops knew the day I had sex. The day I had sex, shout out my boy Willie. If y'all listen, if y'all gonna notice, most of my stories growing up, Willie's gonna have a big part in some. Willie's gonna have a part in this story, bro. So this girl, like, I hope my parents don't listen to this. You know, black parents, you can't have nobody come in your house when they not there. Mm-hmm. So over the summer. You know, they go to work. Me and my sister, everybody come over. We chill in the crib. Me just be playing. Just be this girl. She used to twerk up on me all the time. And you know, then we kind of started flirting around and shit. And I already knew I could hit. Like, I was like, bro, I could hit. But I ain't had no condoms. I didn't know how to go buy no condoms. Shout out my nigga Willie. Willie gave me a condom. And I hit. The day I hit, bro, my pastor, I never forget, my pastor's in his room watching preseason football. And I went and sat on the edge of the bed. Didn't know how to tell him. You know, I'm like, you know, shit. I know he ain't gonna get mad. You know, that's pops. That's my nigga. Like, my pops, like, my closest, like, one of my closest niggas. He was like, I was like, waiting till the commercial came. I was like, pops, man, I got something. I thought he was gonna be happy. He wasn't really happy. He just kind of looked at me. And so I kept on going, like, yeah, but, you know, I had a condom, so it was straight. And he was like, who? I told him who, you know, so and so around the corner. And I was like, yeah, but it's cool. You know, Willie gave me a condom. I'm straight. I played it safe. He was like, your mama know? And I said, nah. He was like, you know, you really stay away from these hoes, bro. Like, this shit ain't. He gave me that father. Like, he went mad, but he kind of like put me on some game and shit. I'm like, hey, man, you know, it's straight. Fast forward, it's like a year and a half later, bro. I got this girlfriend. And, bro, we fucking like rabbits, like, by then, bro. Like, bro, we fuck so much. Like, bro, this time, like, this, like, the next summer or past that, I used to call my pops like, hey, you know, so-and-so coming over. You know, just make sure the house, because that's my girlfriend. And then they loved her and shit. We come over, bro, we fucking like rabbits, bro. I used to go to church with her on Wednesdays. I used to go to Bible study with her on Wednesdays. God forgive me for sinning, bro. I only went because when she, because she had a car, bro. When she brought me back home from Bible study, we'll pull over the side, bro. Looking in the car like, bro, we had so much sex, right? So one day, like, this, I told you, like a year and a half later, she texts me in the morning. She's, you know, she texts, we went to different high schools. She texts me in the morning, hey, good morning, babe, so-and-so. But she didn't hit me with that. She was just like, I'm sorry. I'm like, what the fuck up? Bro, like, we worked together and shit, too. Like, we, so we text all day. We went to work with each other all night. Then we text her. So I know she, like, do no foul shit. So I'm like, what's she? She's like, my mama found out we having sex. You know, she said, my mama found out I'm having sex. Me being a selfish nigga, I am. Plus, I'm like in the 11th grade, bro. I'm like, damn, does she know it's with me? Damn. So, you know, she, yeah, like, who else she gonna think? She's like, she going off. So I'm like, damn. I'm still so selfish. I never checked on her. I'm like, how does your mama know? Like, how she know? Like, she's like, man, she said she was going to give us a test and take us to the OBGYN and woo-dee-woo. And yeah. I just went out and, you know, I told her, I'm sorry. But, like, she said she would call your mama today. I'm like, fuck. Like, so then, like, she stopped responding. I guess her mama, like, took her phone.
Yeah.
So now I got to go to school all day, my nigga. I'm shook. I can't tell you what I learned that day, bro. I can't, like, I just remember, like, just kind of staring straight the whole day. Like, I'm out of it. I was playing ball. Went to practice. Like, and I came home from practice. And, like, it was dark. I had a dog. I had this little puppy. Shout out Storm. Rest in peace. I did so much to get this dog. Like, I bred my uncle dog and this other dog around the corner. Full blood German shit, bro. Pull up to the crib. See the house dirty. My man cooked a little bit. I'm washing the dishes. As soon as I walk in the house from basketball practice, bro, I'm hitting the dishes. I'm the best son in the world. I hit the dishes. You know, mama, you sit down. Mama, everything straight. She looking at me crazy. I go in my room. I do some homework. Like, good-ass son, you know? Then the phone ring. I'm like, fuck. This is like 9:30, 10 o'clock, dog. The phone ring. I grab Storm. I take her outside to use the bathroom. And then just like, you know, usually chill puppy. You know, puppies take all day to use the bathroom outside, bro. She went outside and pissed instantly. Shitted instantly. So, like, she ready to go back in the house. I just sat on the, up under the driveway, bro. Like, on the car, under the carport. Sitting on the ground, rubbing my dog. I'm like, man, you know, shit. Make sure they feed you with milk. You know, you still young. You know. I'm giving her that talk. Like, I'm about to go where I'm about to go.
Nigga, bruh, just got drafted to the army.
Ain't no shit. Fences. Ain't no fences in Camp 8, man. Like, I already know I'm about to die. This mom. So, I sat outside for like 30 minutes, dog. Like, talking to my dog, just kind of like crying. I just, man, I walk up in the house. She's still on the phone. And she doing like that black mama laugh. Like, girl. And I'm like, oh. They're talking and they enjoying talking about how they gonna kill me, bro. Like, they gonna,
yeah.
They both gonna kill me. So I go up in the room. I keep doing my homework. And my room, the first room when you walk in my parents' crib, it's like, you know, you walk in, it's like the kitchen. And then you, like, to the right is the den. But, like, my room's the first bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk up the hall. Because my mama was always in the den. My pops was always back in the room. She walked past the room. She hit the door because we can't close doors in the crib. Pops in the Navy. It's like, what you got to hide in the crib? Like, nothing. So she smacked my door. Like, when I walked by the open door, she smacked me. I was like, come on back here real quick. You know, we got some shit to talk about. Ooh. And my mama's a nice lady, bro. Like, if you ever met my mama's the sweetest lady ever. Like, she's a church lady. My pop's the OG.
Mm.
And, like, but my mom's the nicest lady ever. So when she comes, like, she walking fast, too. I'm like, fuck. Like, so I get
walking
up. I walk there, bro. And it's like they're the next door now. Like, it's not like our crib not big, you know, from the hood and shit. But that's I usually get to their room like four steps, bro. That was like a 10-hour walk down to their room, bro. So I go up in there, she closed the door. Pops laying on the bed and she closed the door and she like standing right there by the door. So I'm like, there's no way out this bitch. Like,
he finna get jumped
in the bed. Yeah, the bedroom, like, the bed is, like, lined up with the window. There's no, like, I can't jump out the window. I can't run out the door. They, like, it's like when you about to fight in the bathroom in high school, bro. Like, yeah, you gotta scrap.
Yeah.
She closed the door. So she's like, what you been doing? I'm like, you know, I went to practice, did some dishes. I'm trying to play dumb shit. Did some homework. You know, I did the human geography too, mama. You know, you thought the class was hard. And I'm catching back up on everything. Like, that's, she was like, nah. Such and such mama just called. What y'all been doing? I'm like, man. Like, you can go and tell me. I know what y'all been. Like, man, we've been having sex. Like, as I said, like, I guess you talking about we had sex. My pops, mind you, I started to a storytelling about a year and a half ago. I had sex for the first time. I told pops, So he knows already,
right,
bro? I said, man, yeah, I you know we had sex. Pops laying on the bed. That nigga jump up like what?
Pops told you.
Bro, so I can't laugh, but even though like that's funny as fuck. So I like my mouth drops open. And I'm looking at him and he looking at me. He told you Pops OG. So I can't like snitch on a nigga. Like, bro, you know. So I gotta look at him and just be like, I gotta take it for the team now.
Yeah.
Now I feel worse because like this nigga like, what? Y'all where? Y'all had sex in here? Y'all had sex there?
Ain't no fucking in my house.
No, like he wouldn't even like that. He's like a shot, but he kind of smiling too.
Yeah.
And it made mama kind of smile a little bit. But then now I'm about to smile, but I got to kind of keep this sad. Like,
yeah, because you really don't know if you say
yeah,
that.
I don't know. Like, yeah. And that's, oh, so you think this shit funny type shit. So
and
was,
she caved your shit in really.
So I'm like, yes, man. And she was like, my mom's wasn't even hot though. She was like, because by that time I'm like 16, almost 17. You know, like most sons got kids at 17, right?
Yeah.
She was like, well, she told me y'all had one time, that y'all did it one time. I'm like, damn, my girl clutch as fuck. And she said, y'all, and it was at their crib. And so, you know, the mama felt real disrespected that you know, that she let you come over and hang out and shit. And, you know, you come over there and you know, you disrespectful and shit like that. But, you know, it was one time, you know, y'all good kids. She had like a 4-point-something GPA, like 4.1 type shit.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, you know, y'all don't, you know, don't do that shit. Like, don't disrespect the house. Don't be, really, y'all need to be doing it. Y'all both going, you know, to college, y'all doing this shit. And I was just like, yes, ma'am, it was just one time. Like, I almost told him myself, because like, we been like, yes, ma'am, it was just that one time. Bro, it was times, bro, no bullshit. Like, my parents would be there. And we had a McDonald's around. We got a McDonald's around the corner from the crib. They'd be like, yeah, we better run to McDonald's, get something. Y'all hungry? We'd be like, nope. Why they run to McDonald's, bro? I'm fucking. Like, bro, we fuck so much. So I was like, yeah, man, I guess we just had that one time. Like, we didn't even plan it. And we didn't know it just kind of happened. And she was like, you know, I know how boys are. And then, y'all been together for this long. But you don't need to be doing this shit. Like, she still, like, dug in me. But it was kind of, like, on some understanding shit, bro.
Yeah.
But Pops, like, almost made me break character, bro. Like, I've never asked him about this shit, like, to this day.
Because he was probably extra with it.
Yeah, like, he was, like, he laying down, bro. Like, mom, me right there. He, like, this, bro. He laying down. Like, he not even... He sit up. What? Bruh, I'm like, nigga, really, you gonna do me like this? Like, but I never, like, brought that shit up to him. I need to ask the nigga, like, bro, why you play me like that, man? But yeah, man, that's my story. It's the first time I end up. I got caught doing that. And I said, it didn't stop us from fucking, man. But, you know.
Of course not.
Yeah, like, now she moved on, bro. Like, we had a... But I'm gonna tell you about that breakup word, too. Like, that was crazy. That was, like, my first real deal breakup. We was good, like, 2 years. Like, 10th grade to 12th grade, bro. She, like, success... Like, now we cool, so I feel like we could bring it up. But she hated me for, like, 4 or 5 years.
Damn, prior to the...
After the breakup.
So...
We didn't break up because of that.
Oh.
That's another story, bro. I'll just kind of hint to another story, man.
Right on.
But, hey, we appreciate y'all for listening. That was a pilot show. No, tell us how you liked it, what we need to improve on. That'll wrap up, but it's always...
And, I mean, if you didn't like it, you know, be respectful because we do roast niggas and we do like to fight.
Hey, like, everybody knows, bro. Like, if you... Even my students know. My comeback for everything has something to do with him. My hands are nice. Like, we could scrap about it if you don't like this shit. But, you know, we know you like
but,
it.
But, you know... Peace, love, and tranquility. Peace, love, and happiness. Namaste.
Yeah.
You know.
Once again, I'm your host, Jay Will. You know, my real name is Jeremy, but, you know, that sounds lame. So, call me Jay Will if you catch these hands.
And my real name is Mustafa Shabazz Jenkins III, but I go by Donovan Jones for multiple reasons.
A.K.A.
Barry White the third,
AKA
young Isaac Hayes,
AKA
your new stepdaddy if your mama fine.
Hey, yeah, hey, and if your mama, like, she real fine, she probably got a sister, so, you know, I...
Probably so.
I take that, too, you know, probably but so. Thinking out loud, man, holla at y'all. Tell us what you think. We'll be posting this pretty soon. This all one take, too. Like, this ain't no stopping.
One record. Take, Drake. One take, bro. Out here.
Bro, one take, bro. Like, when we learn how to edit shit, it'll be a little better. But, you know, this is one take all the way through. Man, shout out Jay-Z. But, yeah, holla at y'all, man.